The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. This week we had a day of good, steady rain. The first since we can't remember when. Probably October or November sometime. A bit cool with a 9 degree drop from 22 degrees Celsius to 13, but everyone happy to see some rain of the good wetting ground type. It reached those desperate for rain in Andalusia and Catalonia, but apparently not enough to relieve their acute water shortages. It sounds as if they still have supply in Barcelona, but are warning pressure will reduce in the next few days in some parts. Obviously, use is limited to what is considered essential, with no swimming pool filling and fountains and severe restrictions regarding irrigation. Near Barcelona is the area for growing the grapes for the sparkling cava that we drink here rather than champagne. And there's plenty of concern that the future predictions are for little rain through to summer. In the meantime, Europe and the north of Spain have had a good dump of snow. Scenes of kids throwing snowballs and sledging with trucks in holding stations during the night. We don't ask English friends how things are, as it sounds as if it's been pretty awful for most of the winter. Down in sunny Saudi Arabia, the Dakar race has finished with our famous Spanish team, Carlos Sainz and Lucas Cruz, winning in the cars. We also had a win in the T3 category, a type of buggy. A lovely young woman called Cristina Gutierrez. I think only the second woman to win a category and the first Spanish. Given my conflict in loving a fossil fuel-guzzling event, I am relieved a little that Sainz's Audi car used electric technology. I can't understand what that really means, but given they use the same motors as in Formula E racing cars, it's a step in the right direction in my opinion. But Sainz and Cruz have now won four times in four different cars, which strongly suggests it's the human team that wins, as long as they have a car that can withstand the grueling conditions. Things are changing in sport, though, as there are electric car rallies. The Formula E is mentioned, and even Sail GP has been set up by Russell Coutts with the logo Race to the Future, with sustainability a key theme of the event. All of which flows on to a new discourse emerging in the EU. It's always been there, but air pollution is to the fore. Perhaps because a new EU law for air pollution comes into force in spring sometime, replacing the 2008 one. Clearly it's going to be much stricter and more in line with the new World Health Organization limits. This all helps shift people's minds about reducing transport emissions by making the consequences more immediate than the changing climate, and more personal as it's affecting our own health. Add microplastics into the mix and we get headlines here like, "We are all poisoned," even babies and children. Apparently younger and younger people are getting cancer and a mass of other undesirable health conditions. The Northern Hemisphere has long suffered with a cloud of particulate matter, but I read New Zealand is not immune from this, even with all the wind to blow things elsewhere. All a sobering thought. So goodbye from Lorraine in Spain until next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.